There are conflicting reports about a raid by members of an elite U.S. military unit known as Delta Force on a Taliban stronghold nearly 3 weeks ago. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh writes in this week's New Yorker magazine that the mission was nearly a disaster, resulting in 12 members of Delta Force wounded, three of them seriously. The Pentagon denies the unit encountered stiff Taliban resistance, though officials admit there were U.S. casualties. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said two soldiers suffered broken bones in their feet and 23 others received minor injuries. Delta Force is widely believed to be America's best commando unit. Seymour Hersh believes the problems surrounding the attack began here in the U.S. when military planners designed a mission that ignored many of the strengths of Delta Force.
The choice way of operating is in 4 to 6 man teams. And these are guys, you drop them into the desert, and they crawl at our target, you know, figuratively with knives between their teeth, and stealth, and surprise. And they go into a building where if there's a bad guy there, and they do what they're very good at, which is very unnice things. You know, we do have people who are capable of doing something unnice with discipline. And instead, the way this raid was structured by the Central Command down in Florida, the target was a complex of homes outside of Kandahar, the spiritual capital of the Taliban. The homes were owned or operated by Mullah Omar, who is the leader of the Taliban. And so the idea was that maybe he'd be there, or maybe there's some documents would be there. But instead of using stealth and speed, gunships come in and shoot up an area nearby, not directly. 200 Rangers come in on helicopters, Black Hawks, and they're inserted as a blocking force in case the Taliban attack in force or counterattack. And then a reinforced squadron, actually, that's their word, of Delta Force, about 100 Delta Force guys, which is an awful lot, land and hit the complex. And by the time they get in, as somebody said to me, noisy, late, and they find nothing, they come out and they're counterattacked very savagely by Taliban forces that have regrouped. And the Delta did what they're very good at. They set up some teams, and a couple of teams provided fire cover. The bulk of the squadron escaped on choppers, and these guys, this 10 or 12 or whatever, ran to what a previously set up rendezvous point known as an E&E, escape and evasion point, where they were picked up.
Now, the military said light resistance.
Well, my answer to that is simply it doesn't matter what they say publicly as long as they do something privately, and things are being done. I've heard in the last couple of days, just for the record, there's talk of finally doing the right thing with General Franks, and maybe he has to go. This is on the table here at the Joint Chiefs of Staff, yes.
General Frank is the commander of troops.
Tommy Franks is, I'm sure, a bright, upstanding guy. He's out of artillery, and he's running a command that right now is involved in the most complicated war we've ever had. We're fighting a strategic battle against terrorism with tactical methods in caves in Afghanistan. It's, you know, it's not a pretty position to be in.
The Delta Force people you talked to said that Franks didn't have a clue as to how to use them.
Their basic point was that if he does this again, we're going to lose a lot more. We're going to have some serious casualties. We're going to lose maybe even a squadron. They're not afraid to operate, but they don't want to operate in a suicide mission that doesn't get it done anyway. The way this operation took place accomplished nothing. It was General Motors comes to Afghanistan, and it doesn't work.
So you hear that Franks is now talking to Delta Force?
No. What I hear is they're now talking about finding a way to ease Franks out.
Seymour Hersh. The Pentagon's Victoria Clark says it's not true that General Tommy Franks may be eased out of his current command position. A senior military officer at the Pentagon tells NPR that General Franks has the support of the only person who matters, President Bush. Seymour Hersh's article on the Special Forces attack on Afghanistan appears in the November 12th issue of the New Yorker magazine.